You get it, Joe?
I do.
You get it?
Jesus. Jesus has risen, Ruben.
I mean, Jesus rose.
Jesus rose.
Like Derek Rose. Derek Rose.
Derek Jesus Rose.
Derek, that's his middle name.
Derek Jesus Rose.
Derek Jesus Rose.
One of my favorite composers. Cripples. And Crips. One of my favorite Crips, Derek Jesus
One Rose of your favorite Crips?
Of all time.
However, not as good as what?
They should have gang member trading cards. Like your favorite Crip, your favorite blood.
Mine is definitely Jesus.
Mine would be Derek Jesus Rose.
Derek Jesus Rose. Hard to top that.
Yeah. 14 claps in 5 weeks.
Claps?
With Derek. Yeah, killing people. Clapping.
That's referring.
Guns.
Really?
Clapping. Bum, 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 clap. Bum, bum, bum,
bum, bum. I was unaware of that.
Yeah, it's clapping.
My name is Ruben Sindo Acosta.
I'm Joe Sonnenblit.
And this is Apples and Oranges Easter Sunday.
I don't know if anyone's listening.
I am.
I
got headphones on.
I'm partially listening. Only to the part where I'm speaking.
Yeah.
And then you talk.
And you just zone out.
I sort of just fall off.
So what did you do last night that had you all?
I worked a lot.
But like what makes you tired working at a hat shop?
Selling $4,000 worth of hats.
Okay, but that's like 9 hats, right? Because you guys are super overpriced.
No, go fuck yourself. It's not overpriced. That's 40 hats.
40 hats?
Yeah.
100 bones a hat?
100 bones a hat.
$100 a hat is not expensive to you.
No. For what you're paying for, it's quality. Gorin Brothers, Bedford Avenue. Come see Joe, 15% off. That's our plug.
That's great.
Day.
Good job.
That's our plug.
See
for the
that?
Day.
You know what? I think your employers would be really proud of you.
You mean my employee? Yes. My
employers.
Yes.
You don't fucking own Gorin Brothers yet.
Not yet, Ruben. Not yet. So we're gonna start by saying that hey, Jesus loves you. Ruben just
saw that. I was handed this card. One side of it just says Jesus loves you with a red background and white lettering! Exclamation point. And then here's my favorite part is the back of the card says, proof of God's word that he loves you. Now, proof.
Yeah.
And it's taken from the Bible, which is a book written
– by fools.
Well, not – yeah. But it's like how is it proof if it's a book that you, like your camp wrote?
Yeah.
Here's proof. I wrote this.
Yeah. It's like L. Ron Hubbard's people saying, well, it works.
Yeah.
This works.
Yeah, this works.
You know?
Who says who? We do.
Before we get into sports, have you ever been to a Dianetics meeting?
No.
I went to one.
What does that entail?
It entails you sitting there watching videos and them talking to you about how you can relieve stress in your life.
Okay.
And all this. But I went when I was 20 and I was on acid. I saw these people standing out because we were in – why were we in Times Square on acid, you ask? I don't know. But we were walking in Times Square and these people were like, do you want to come to a meeting? And immediately just went, yeah.
Yeah, of course I do.
Tell me.
I was around Midtown on acid looking for a fucking meeting.
I'm looking for a meeting. And they take us into this room. And it's essentially like almost the beginning of 2001, A Space Odyssey. Like boom, 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 boom. And then Tom Cruise's face.
What? No way! He's in the video.
Yeah, he's like the highest level of Scientology. There's him, and then there's that Miscavige guy. I think his name is David Miscavige, the guy who runs Scientology. And they're telling you how you just get rid of everything in your life, essentially, and stress relief and all that.
And sounds cool.
Turn over your possessions and your money and
oh, dope.
Everything. And I was with them until the turning over of the money and possessions, which I have very few of both of those things.
Yeah.
But the little I have is not going to L. Ron Hubbard's cult.
Is L. Ron Hubbard alive?
No, he's been dead for years.
Okay.
He was a shyster.
You say?
Yeah, much like Philip Seymour Hoffman portrayed that sort of character in The Master.
Rips, what a fucking great
See film. That? You want to see something on Easter? See The Master.
Yeah, watch The Master.
That's an Easter treat.
That's the apples and oranges film suggestion.
Watch The or The Tourist or The Romney Years.
Oh, yeah. Or, no, Romney Years you can't watch anywhere, but.
You will be able to. See.
Hopefully, yeah. But Rat Pack.
Rat Pack's up there.
By the way, the reason we're saying that is because Joe is in these films.
And
I'm in one of them. I'm in The Tourist.
You're in The Tourist.
Briefly.
Yes.
Non-speaking role.
His best work.
No, is my music in that? No.
Yes, it is.
Am I playing in it, really?
Yes, you are.
Huh.
Did you watch the film?
Yeah. No, I watched like an early cut of it at Jake's.
Yeah, I know, the early cut.
Anyway, it's a short film featuring Joe. You can watch it online at
nobudge.com.
No budge, like I'm not going to budge, like B-U-D-G-E.
.com.
Nobudge.com. Yeah. You can watch The Tourist short film.
Yeah.
Plugging our things. Anyway, back to this Jesus card.
Yeah.
So, proof from God's word that he loves you. And then, quote, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's John 3:16.
And Austin 3:16 says, I just whooped your ass.
But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
Don't tune out. This
Romans 5:8.
Yeah.
I wasn't familiar with that one.
I know a kid named Roman who's about 5'8".
Oh, this is my – okay, so here's my favorite part of the card.
How big is this card? It's like a little card.
It's this last thing. Jesus died to forgive you of all of your sins.
Oh,
repent,
shit.
And then in quotes, turn away of your sins and follow Jesus today. I love that they have to tell you what repent means.
I don't want to. Oh, they define it?
It says repent and then turn away, like in case you don't know what repent means. So cheers for love. It's like, you know, Wayne's World. It's like, I love you. He goes, thank you.
Yeah.
That's what that feels like. Thanks, man. It's nice to be loved, right?
Yeah, sure. But not by a fictitious Jesus.
Why not? I would like it if a fictitious character liked me.
This could be a 15-hour show if we do more about Jesus. We're going to start it off like this. I read today.
Oh, let's start now.
Yeah. You like that 7 minutes about Jesus?
Yeah.
Well, here's 50 about sports.
Go.
Peyton Manning's going to go into the Hall of Fame as a Bronco.
Yeah, I read that on your post this morning.
And I'm confused.
Why?
Well, he hates Irsay. I understand he despises Jim Irsay.
So that should be the end of the confusion.
That's the reason? This guy,
and he,
in 14 years in Indianapolis, the guy is maybe – definitely the best Colt that ever was.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay. And maybe you can make an argument for the greatest quarterback of all time. You can make an argument. I'm not saying he is.
Yeah, I don't think you would win the argument.
I don't think you'd win the argument either. But you can make an argument.
Sure.
You can make an argument.
Someone will think that and they won't be an insane person.
Right. You can make the argument for greatest regular season quarterback of all time.
Sure. Him and Dan Marino.
Yes. I agree with that. But you also have to look at this. Like, it's a slap in the face of the people that cared about you for 14 years over there.
Sure, but it's also a reward to the people that believed in you. And when the people that, like, you're the face of their franchise, when they go, "Nah, we're good with getting rid of you to get this young guy," I know there's more to it than that.
I'm still of the mindset that the guy had 4 neck surgeries in one off season.
So they gotta let him go.
I mean,
but do you know who had faith in him? The Broncos.
I think a lot of teams had faith in him.
No, I know. I wanted him in Miami.
I wanted him terribly as a Jet, but he wants stability, so he'd never come to our defunct organizations.
we know that.
He would never – I mean, who
was – And it was really like possible because he's a big Marino fan and all this stuff. I remember it was like, Peyton, please come.
Who was it between? It was Denver and there was one other team.
San Fran.
Was it San Fran?
Yeah.
Yeah, he wouldn't have fit in San Fran though. No.
I mean, look, he ended up making the right choice and – obviously, it paid off. I mean, he went to the Super Bowl twice, playoffs every year,
yeah.
Division winners every year, just great.
I mean, this guy, but to me, it all goes back to Elway with that success because he's a quarterback whisperer and a guru. I think he's a real. He understands something about quarterbacks that I don't think a lot of people did.
Yeah.
And I know he's slighted by the Brock Osweiler thing, but I don't know. I think Elway's a guy that. I would love to be the president of my organization.
Right. Well, you know he's not going anywhere.
Well, no. I know. And
you mean
I'm
that
okay.
kind of that, yeah, that kind of character.
And I'm okay with McCagnan. I took off the ring again. Don't look at it. I'm okay with McCagnan as well. He's looking at the ring. I'm okay with McCagnan as well because I like what he does. I like what Mike McCagnan does. Who's your GM? Is it Ireland's not there anymore?
No, Ireland's not there. Some guy.
Some guy. Okay.
Some guy who's not – he doesn't fuck up enough for everyone to go, oh, it's all his fault.
It's not Tannenbaum, is it?
Yet. No, Mike Tannenbaum is no longer like a football relations. He's like, he doesn't do player stuff.
Oh, he sells the hot dogs.
Yeah, that's what he does.
Hot dog man. Now.
He's a hot dog man.
So my thing with Peyton Manning is, while, you know, I still think that he did put his nuts on a woman's face and he's not getting in trouble for it.
40 years later.
It doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. Then Bill Cosby's innocent, right?
No, that's completely different.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? He because put his nuts on a woman's face without her wanting nuts on face. Bill Cosby drugged and probably also put his nuts on a woman's face.
Among other things.
Okay.
Among other things. But I don't think it's fair to compare a fucking college kid's prank that upset someone years ago who never did anything about it until after the guy won the Super Bowl in his like 500th year as an NFL quarterback.
Yeah.
I'm not going to compare that to the fucking disgusting fucking antics of Bill Cosby. That's not the same thing.
All right. Well, I didn't have
much. You know what that's called? It's called a straw man. Did you know that?
I did. I did know that, actually.
There you go.
I forgot the term, but I do know.
Welcome
I remember.
Back.
I remember what that's called. Thank you for bringing me back to the Pleasure Dome.
Yeah, if anyone knows, if anyone who doesn't know that, it's when you like oversimplify the other person's point to make a point. But you know,
it's a law term.
Yeah, straw man.
So here's something I want to talk about as well. LeBron James's continued domination of the New York Knicks. It doesn't stop. Whenever that man comes to the Garden, which is why, just play here. Just
you're
play
right.
in the
you
Garden.
Know what? I think to that degree you do have a point.
Play here.
What I would love is for him to play for you and to hear you just completely change your tune on LeBron.
Listen, I don't hate the guy as a – I've always said this. I don't hate the guy as a player. Yeah. I never hated the
you
guy
just
as
think
a player.
He's a bitch.
I think he's a dickhead. He's a bit
now
of a dickhead.
Now he's a dickhead.
Yeah, and he's a bitch. Sure, he's a bitch.
He's evolved from bitch to dickhead.
No, he's a bitch. I still think he's a
– No.
What he did –
he's a bitch.
What he did against Dallas – In that finals, he just walked off the court like a little baby.
He's a baby, yeah.
He's a baby. And a guy makes baby faces on the court. You can't get over the man's – he's a giant baby.
I tried to forgive it when he was on my team. It got a little rough.
And I love him as a basketball player.
Great basketball
player.
That's
the type of basketball I like to watch. He's still – he can score, yes, but he's hard, you know, in the paint. He's hard back – don't laugh. He's hard behind the three-point line. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying. You're just a disgusting person.
What?
Jesus loves you.
He does.
And the Bulls continue to – they lost 111-89 to the Magic.
The Bulls are just sliding, man.
Finished.
But Butler's injured or something still.
He's back.
He's
been back. Derrick Rose is having a great year.
Huh.
And now it's everything around him. And Taj Gibson said something the other night that I didn't care for after we beat them back-to-back nights. He said, I'm tired of losing to trash teams.
Ooh.
And listen – I know my team is trash. You don't have to put it out there, though, and tell everybody that we're trash. We're bad. I get it. We're not a good team.
This is why I was laughing. You said he goes hard in the paint? Do you remember this? Did you ever hear this?
I don't know.
Give it a second. It gets, you know, really classy here in a moment. I'm excited for everybody who knows what this is because I want to see Joe's reaction to this. That nigga
Lex Luger. Yeah. I go hard in the motherfucking paint, nigga. Yeah. 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 You stankin', yeah. Nigga. What the fuck you thinking, nigga?
I
won't die
for this shit.
Yeah, did you see the I'm the head of the motherfucking state?
Yes.
Ah, oh, it's so good.
I've seen that.
Sorry.
No, that's cool. I appreciate that plug.
Hey, Waka Flocka Flame.
One of the best. So OKC beat San Antonio last night because Pop rested everybody. Pop just don't care. He talked about it the night before too. He said, "I don't believe what the NBA tell." He goes, "I'll take the $25,000.
Yeah,
I'll take
to
the
rest his players.
Yeah,
and not give a potential playoff opponent a fucking glimpse.
Yeah,
genius."
He said, "I don't even look at the fines anymore.
Just think about the fact that like Miami played the Spurs and beat them right in the finals." The next year, we had like a TNT primetime game against them, and he rested everybody.
Right. I remember that, and everybody – the whole world was pissed.
It was like this, like, oh, my God, blah, blah, blah. And I get it. You know, it is a little shitty for like the fans that are paying to see this kind of thing.
And he stood with it.
He stood with it, and what ended up happening? They beat the shit out of the Heat.
Right.
They really – I mean, we won two games because of LeBron James being LeBron James.
But what's funny to me is that you rested – six guys.
Yeah.
Parker, Ginobili, Duncan, Kawhi Leonard.
You rested your six.
You rested everybody.
Yeah.
And LaMarcus Aldridge. And yet the Thunder still only won by 19 points. I know 19 points seems like a lot, but it's not. When you rest those But when you rest those guys.
Yeah, because you know what? They probably got ahead early and then just laid back.
You got to blow them out by 40.
No, you don't. You don't have to do anything. You have to win the game because you can. You move on.
Another funny occurrence from the NBA last night. The Celtics played the Suns last night. And the GM of the Suns, I forget his name, white guy, said before the
Carl,
yeah, Miller.
Milton Miller.
Milton Miller. That's what we're going with. Yep. His name's Milton Miller. So Milton Miller says before the game starts, you know, in hindsight, it was probably a bad idea to trade Isaiah Thomas. Bro, don't tell people that. Everybody, now, his phone must have been ringing off the hook.
Oh, my God. They're like, do you want us to fire you? What is this?
Or other teams were just like, yes, I'll take everything you have for Aaron Aflalo, please.
Yeah. I'll take David Lee off your hands.
Yeah. No, David Lee's a Maverick.
Wait, where was – wasn't he – wait. Who
he didn't play for the Suns.
No, the Suns.
Tyson Chandler.
Oh, I'm sorry. Celtics.
Celtics, yeah.
He's on the Celtics.
No, he's on the Mavericks now, David Lee.
Huh.
Because the Mavs just played the Warriors the other night, and the Warriors got the championship rings.
So who the
rings.
Fuck did the Celtics got?
They didn't get anybody. It was they just released him, and the Mavericks picked him up because they knew Chandler Parsons was going to go down for the season with that knee surgery. So that's why they picked him up. But, you know, going back to the Knicks, I watched very little of that game last night because I got home late. But what I saw, we were down by 14, and we lost by 14. But what I saw was still at the end of the game, you know, Melo just chucking him up there. And I understand you're trying to get back into the game because Porzingis didn't have a great game last night.
Right.
Melo went 9 for 24. That's bad.
Oh, my God.
But still had 28 points.
I know, right. But at what cost?
I understand what you're saying. But this is – Kyrie Irving didn't even play last night. You know what I'm saying? And Kevin Love had an okay night. But LeBron was like, what, 27, 11, and 10.
Yeah.
Okay? He does what he always does to the Knicks. He triple-doubles us.
Mm-hmm.
Because he likes playing in the garden. But
it's a nice arena.
Yeah. But my thing is, if you know that this is going to happen to you,
yeah,
why not put both Kristaps Porzingis and Robin Lopez on LeBron James and leave the paint open for whoever, whatever?
Because these idiots, Tristan Thompson will beat you.
Okay. I would rather Tristan Thompson beat me than LeBron James because you know LeBron James can beat you. It's proven. LeBron James destroys the Knicks.
Right.
It's proven.
Right.
I don't know that Tristan Thompson could beat me. Who else can beat me over there? Timofey Mozgov? Who's going to beat me? Kevin Love? Kevin Love's scared to shoot.
Nah.
He's scared to shoot, Ruben.
Give him some space. Give him like, you know.
That guy could be in outer space. He wouldn't shoot the fucking ball.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, it doesn't.
Listen, I don't like him on the Cavs.
I don't like him.
Oh, really?
I never liked him.
Now you don't like Kevin Love?
I never liked him. I never thought he was a great basketball player. I thought he was always very good on Minnesota because he had nothing else to work with there.
Now, Ricky Rubio.
Okay, whatever.
Dude, Ricky Rubio, all day. That guy needs to be on a winning team.
Ricky Rubio sucks.
No, he doesn't.
He
dude.
Sucks.
What about I'd him take sucks?
Him, what about him sucks? He's like Jason Williams, like white chocolate. All he does is pass the ball. Does this all the shit between his legs, pass the ball behind his head, 8 points. Give you 6 points. He averages 6 points and 17 assists.
That's a fucking starting point guard.
No, a starting point guard is a point guard like Russell Westbrook.
You're talking like a fucking millennial.
I want Russell Westbrook.
You fucking listen to yourself?
Oh, my God. I want a guy that scores.
No, that's what your fucking forwards are for.
It's wrong. How could all my forwards, right? You're telling me Kristaps Porzingis and Carmelo Anthony – 55 points each.
They should be scoring. Yeah, your starting point guard shouldn't be your lead scorer. That's the problem with Russell Westbrook.
No, it's not the problem with Russell Westbrook. The problem with Russell Westbrook now is that he doesn't have Serge Ibaka to help him out anymore. Now it's just Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant. And Serge Ibaka disappeared. Russell Westbrook is the best point guard in basketball. I'm sorry.
No.
As a pure point guard. Absolutely
not. You're like ignoring what the position is.
I am not. He's a general.
You're
he
like
runs
that's
the
like
floor.
Praising a pitcher for being really good at like catching like fly balls.
You know how hard it is to be a defensive pitcher?
Okay, I understand that, but a pitcher's job is to fucking pitch.
Okay, and they do.
A point guard is to lead the offense and help everyone around you. If you have 17 assists and 8 points, you're playing the position correctly.
Yes, but you also, as a point guard, as a guy that is leading the team, you have to score.
No, you don't.
That's wrong. That's why teams lose.
Dave Mir, someone who knows about basketball.
Really, anyone else. 718-395-3731. Call us. Call us. Hey, Alex, call us and tell me how good Derrick Rose is as a point guard. Tell me, because I'll shoot that argument down pretty quickly, too.
Hey, you're describing a scoring point guard.
Yes, but Derrick Rose just doesn't pass the ball. Wait a minute. No.
So then he's not playing the position right.
You can do both.
Dude.
Russell Westbrook,
what are, you
25
know what? Okay,
and 10. All right,
great. Mr. Computer Man.
Yeah, let's go.
What are Russell Westbrook's average assists? What's he averaging this year?
Hold on. I'm looking it up.
I forget. He's also got a machine that was made in 1825.
I'm getting a new one. Don't you worry. Here are his numbers. Okay.
Here we go.
24 points, 11 assists a game. Hello.
11 assists per game.
Yes.
Averaging.
Yes.
Okay. That's actually right. That's actually pretty good.
He averages. Check this out. 24, 11, and 8.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
That's what I want. But I understand they don't come around like that too often.
Mm-hmm.
But how come the Thunder figured it out and drafted these guys back-to-back years?
Let's relax on figured it out. They haven't won a championship.
No. I'm not talking about winning a championship. I'm talking about drafting right.
Oh.
Drafting right is so important in basketball.
I know, but how the fuck do you...
You only got two rounds, and the second round doesn't matter. So you only got one round.
Somebody must have been drafted in the second round of note.
Yeah, no, there were a few. There were very, very, very few names, but...
Aaron Aflalo. No, he was
like a top 10 pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, good job on that.
I was just thinking of somebody lame.
Yeah,
you hate him, right?
I
he
hate,
wants to go.
Oh, man.
What's the thing?
So I read the other day that Aaron Aflalo doesn't want to be a sixth man anymore.
All right.
Okay. And because he was a sixth man in Denver at the end, at the very end.
It just smells like cat shit now.
No, it doesn't.
I just got a whiff of it. Maybe it's just under the door. Maybe he probably just took a shit.
Okay.
Shout out to Lenny.
Shout out to Lenny, the shop cat who's shitting everywhere.
Here we go.
Here's a phone call.
What's good? Speak now.
Happy Easter or happy Jesus has risen day.
Oh, I'm mad. How are you?
I'm alive.
I understand.
I'm a little hungover, but alive.
I understand.
Weird, man.
I understand.
Yeah, something like that.
Hungover on Sunday morning. Who does that?
I know, right? It's just unheard of.
It's not very Christian of you.
No, I'm not Christian. I don't believe in that stuff.
So,
do you believe that Jesus loves you?
No, if Jesus loved me, then the Knicks would have championships.
All right. Apparently,
that hasn't worked out.
That's true.
But I have proof here in this card. I was handed this card with proof.
Yeah.
And then it was just like two quotes from a book I'm not a fan of.
Yeah,
that happens. So what's good, Ahmed?
Tell me, Ahmed. Tell me.
Well, nothing's good in the world of sports, right? Except for the Mets. And
yeah.
You can't get to baseball fast enough.
And that hasn't started yet. Let's not preemptively think it's good, because then you go in with these expectations and you get your heart broken. Well, you guys know all about that.
Yes.
Yeah, but not this year. It's going to be really good.
It's going to be very good. I agree.
We have weapons.
We have the weapons.
That's it.
So,
all right, well, help us with this point guard talk here.
The Knicks need one.
Yeah.
And we don't have
right,
one.
No, we know that much.
And
were
Jeremy
you listening
Grant
before you called in?
I did not. I just woke up.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. Never mind. So, thanks for calling.
No.
You're welcome.
No. I'll tell you what it is, Ahmed. I'll tell you what we were going on. We were talking about how Russell Westbrook is the type of point guard I want. Ruben was telling me how he wants more of like a Ricky Rubio guy who does give you 15 or 16 assists a game, but also gives you like 9 points.
And I was pointing out how the skill position should be assists with a few points.
But then
that's what being a true point guard is.
Right, but then I read him Russell Westbrook's line, which is 24, 11, and 8. So.
Yeah. And that's every night. Almost.
That's every night.
No, that's his average. I understand that. So, like, look, I'm wrong specifically about that, about his stats this year, sure. But Russell Westbrook as a pure point guard, as what a point guard is, not a great player on the court, but a point guard, I don't think he plays the position right.
I can agree with that. He is not a pure point guard, but that's because I don't think there are any more pure point guards, except for maybe Chris Paul. You know, guys like that. Even Rubio, to an extent. But
yeah. When I use Rubio as an example because I'm Hispanic and I want him to do well. But what I mean is Chris Paul, you know?
He's a decent player, but here's the thing. In today's NBA, guards are no longer like set up the team, you know, assist on that. No, they like score, and they score viciously.
It's funny.
And every night, you're going to have a guy that's going, that you're going against that could drop 25 points. Except when you go against the Knicks, because then they got Calderon and whatever.
Right. I was talking to a guy at the shop yesterday I met, and he told me the same exact thing, but he referred it to big men. Like, there are no true big men left in the NBA.
Well, it's just evolved into everybody wants to fucking score.
Right.
Nobody wants to play this, like, systematic basketball except for the San Antonio Spurs.
And I mentioned...
Right, I mean, you look at the pivot guys, right? You got DeMarcus Cousins is, like, the cream of the crop.
That's what
right?
I said. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And then you got Jahlil Okafor's on his way up.
Yeah, he's going to be a superstar.
Karl-Anthony Towns on the way
up.
He's
a superstar.
Those guys have post games. But other than those guys, you got what's his name? Jerome Jordan?
DeAndre Jordan.
About Jerome Jordan. Right, that DeAndre, guy was a bum.
Right, he's a bum, but you know, all he does what he's supposed to. He dunks and he rebounds and he
You know who's playing traditional big man is Hassan Whiteside.
Yes, that's what
let me not forget Marc Gasol, too, because Marc Gasol is a beast down there. Like, he does what he's supposed to do. But it's that type of basketball, though, is like almost 15 years old. Like, they don't do it anymore like that. Like, you know, the Al Jefferson game.
Al Jefferson.
Get to the post, kick it
Great
out.
Great big man.
It's a shame. It's a shame what Charlotte did to that guy at the end. Because his time is up.
Yeah.
His time is up there. His time's most likely up in the NBA.
Sure.
But, hey, let me ask you, Ahmed, would you take a flyer on Al Jefferson for 2 years just as a backup?
No. All right. You know why? Because if you watch guys like Al Jefferson go against teams like the Warriors and even the Bucks,
They destroy him.
But that's where the NBA is going now. You got teams like Orlando and Phoenix, and they all have like these forwards that can shoot threes and dribble around you.
Yeah.
So guys like Al Jefferson and even Brooke Lopez, and those guys get destroyed by the smaller lineups now.
Yeah.
You know, and then on the other end, they don't get the ball in the post like they need to stop those other teams from playing small ball.
I agree with that. I agree.
You know, it's not looking good. As far, like, the new formula in the NBA is have a scoring guard and a lot of other guys that can spread the floor, shoot and pass.
I gotta give Robin Lopez some credit, though. The last, I would say, what, 2 months, two and a half months, he's been playing some hard basketball.
Yeah.
I gotta give that guy some credit because I've been a Robin Lopez detractor for a little bit.
Yeah.
So I got to give Robin Lopez.
Nice right now.
Yeah,
you spit some venom his way.
I did. I got to give Robin Lopez some credit. But also something we were just talking about is Aaron Aflalo saying that if he goes back to being a sixth man or a bench player, he'll opt out next year. So I implore Kurt Rambis to stick him at 13 behind Jerry and Grant's wounded knee.
Yeah,
or Clee Anthony earlier.
Do what you're doing, buddy.
Yeah,
keep playing fucking Calderon ahead of him.
Yeah, keep that fucking guy on the bench, man. Keep him on. I don't want him here next year. $8 million you're gonna have to pay that guy next year. Get out of here.
Yeah, fuck that.
That's insanity.
Every time I hear his name, I think bum from the garbage.
Yeah,
like
I think garbage man.
His name should be.
I think trash person. I think meat locker smell.
Ugh.
Yeah,
sanitation.
Yeah, he's the sanitation. He's coming just...
That's his nickname.
Yeah. Let's just call
Aaron,
him
the sanitation of Flawless.
Yeah, let's just call him the sanitation from now on. The department. He's a crumb.
He's the biggest bum.
But there's...
Listen,
yeah.
We need a point guard, but I just don't see where we're getting it from. Like, even if we go into free agency, Mike Conley might not come. Like, I don't see that happening.
Something to attract people. All you guys have right now is fucking Carmelo.
And Porzingis.
And Porzingis was, promise... But, like, are Porzingis and Melo a combo that you want to add to?
Yes.
Are they gelling well, you would say?
The last three games.
They've been on fire.
Porzingis and Melo combined averaging, like, 50 points together.
Okay, but you just told me that he had a bad game against the Cavs.
Yeah, he had a bad game. That happens.
He did.
It happens.
But, overall, these last five or six games, Porzingis and Melo, the combo's looking good again.
We talked...
Like, they really... Mad,
we talked about this the other night when you told me that, you know, the reason I think Porzingis, you know, is having his bad games, hit that wall, is because he wasn't used to that muscle he just put on. And he's got to run around with that muscle. He put on like 15, 20 pounds of muscle.
Shit, really?
Yeah.
When? So,
he did.
Off-season or something?
No, during the season.
Wow.
So, you don't notice it, but his
body's
chest
changing.
His chest
been,
is bigger.
You've been looking at his chest a lot?
Of course I have.
Cool.
He's a specimen. I got to look at him. He's like, he's a specimen, that guy.
So, I mean, look, that guy, he's doing better things, though, inside, too. And that's making a big difference.
But, you know, he's a fucking rookie. You got to watch him develop. But I think that's the future of your team right there.
I do, too.
I think you guys, for years now, you should have let go of Melo.
I know.
You got to build around Porzingis.
If I would, like I said, I say it for the last 3 weeks, I say it for the next 3 years, if it takes it. Melo needs to be traded for the right pieces. You can't just trade him and go.
Pieces, plural.
Yes.
But who's going to give you pieces, plural?
Yeah.
Like a giant bag of pretzels.
Yeah,
like,
you can't just trade him to the Suns for whatever.
For Tim Tebow.
No.
Yeah, right.
You know what trade I want? I want them. I want him to go to the L.A. Clippers in exchange for Blake Griffin and a couple of picks.
I like that.
They would never do that.
Yes, they would. They don't want Blake Griffin there anymore.
Why not? Blake is kind of wearing out his welcome out there.
Kind of.
I don't know if you noticed.
But it's not.
Like how many games? Like 20 games?
Yeah, he hasn't played since Christmas Day. But
they're not happy with Blake.
But my thing is, and then that would set in motion the thing that all four of those guys are talking about, is becoming a super team.
Yeah.
LeBron, Wade, Paul, Melo. And it could happen in L.A.
too.
It could happen.
Okay.
If they don't get LeBron, right, or any of that in L.A., like the fact that Melo can still score the ball off the dribble, like he can create his own shot, that's what L.A. needs. Well, so they would go for that, I think.
Get ready.
I will forever say this.
Go ahead.
Dwayne Wade will never play for a team that is not the Miami Heat. Ever.
Ahmed, what do you think about this?
Ever.
I think he's right, though.
Okay.
But I think that they'll just all go to Miami.
They might. They might. You know why? Because of the fucking Don.
It's possible.
Because of the Don. He did it once. He'll do it again.
But they all have houses in L.A. They all live in L.A. You know, they all care.
Wade don't.
Wade does have. Yes, he does.
Well, Wade is a fucking Miami guy.
All right. Hey, that doesn't.
I'm telling you, like, because the franchise will give him whatever he needs and wants.
Is the money greener in Miami?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's home.
Oh, please. Please.
Listen, Wade has three fucking championships. He has nothing to prove.
He's won titles there. It's his home now. Like,
yo, okay. D-Wade can literally have a whole season where he averages 0.1 points, and people will still say it's Wade County.
Great.
Like, including myself.
Like the great Grant
Hill. It's a city that has infinite faith in this one guy. Why the fuck would he leave? Just like Kevin Durant. I have trouble believing he's
going
to go somewhere.
He's going somewhere.
I don't know. He's a younger player.
He's going somewhere.
He's leaving.
He's leaving.
You know why he's leaving? Because they've been trying to do something over there for 4 or 5 seasons now. And
they can't do it.
The weirder thing with Durant is it's just he's fucking incredible.
Yeah.
Like, it's wild.
But it's one of those things, too, where you look at that Thunder team and the way they were put together, it's like they had four good pieces, right? They had Harden,
Harden, Durant, Westbrook, and Ibaka.
That's it.
That was it. And then that was the championship right there.
But at that time, before the Warriors became the Warriors, is when you needed a big man. And they just kept going down with Kendrick Perkins, who sucks.
Yeah, that was a little. Yeah. That's I think a huge part of them losing against Miami in the finals.
Yes. If they had figured out that, I don't know, even when they had Cole Aldrich over Kendrick Perkins.
Cole Aldrich is better than Perkins.
Yes.
Yeah. Better.
I would have played Aldrich.
What they were trying to do, way better.
Because
Cole got a decent little 10-foot jump shot. That would have been perfect for them.
Cole Aldrich is a beast on the Clippers.
Once they traded Harden, though, that was it, man.
Yeah.
Like, and then they got back who?
Kevin Martin. Exactly? Kevin Martin and Jeremy Lamb.
Yeah.
Right. And neither one of them.
Terrible trade.
And then I think a great role player for them was Thabo Sefolosha, who ended up going to Atlanta.
Mm.
And I think he's really underrated over there.
I agree with
that. They lost Jackson, too.
Yeah.
Like, that window over there in Oklahoma is closing rapidly.
Yeah.
He's leaving, bro.
Also,
if they don't win it this year,
and they're not winning it this
year.
They're not coming to the Knicks, either.
No.
Like, anybody that's drinking that Kool-Aid?
Yeah, I'm not.
Stop drinking Kool-Aid.
Yeah, it's I think he's going to either go to L.A., because it makes sense to go there right after Kobe and then become the guy there. Or hear me out on this, because this is a stretch, but it's possible. Chicago.
Ooh.
I think he's going to fucking someplace like low key, like Utah or
why would he do that?
He's an immense talent.
They're on the rise. Don't sleep on a young team on the rise.
Yeah, of course. But he was just on a young team on the rise. Yeah. He already played that game.
Yeah, you got to go where.
If he's going somewhere, he's not going there to start another fucking roller coaster.
Yeah, you got to go where the action is.
To LA, he doesn't like the media as it is right now, and he's in OKC. So like,
DC.
I don't think he's gonna go.
No,
I don't know.
DC, hometown.
Let me tell you something about the Wizards. They're a fraudulent team.
Not if they had Kevin Durant.
No. They're not going to add Kevin Durant because that would mean they would have to lose both Marcin Gortat and Nene, and they need big. They have no big men over there.
They have nothing.
They have nothing going on. They have good rookie. Otto Porter is a beast.
Otto's
great.
That
man can play basketball.
Yeah,
but
when he's paying attention,
once you get Durant,
he'll never play basketball. Yeah, that's true. Hey, let me ask you a question, Ahmed. Did you see the news about the Jets if they don't get Ryan Fitzpatrick? They're going to go after Mike Glennon of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Jesus Christ.
That's so stupid.
That's Jets.
Mike McTaggart was on fire.
Man,
he
must have started drinking that scissor with Future with the Jolly Rancher in it, man. He fucked him up.
No, man. You know who got to him? Mr. Johnson & Johnson. That's what happened.
That guy needs to go. He needs to die. His family needs to take over and sell it to someone that cares. You know, it's
Mr. Johnson & Johnson is ruining it for you guys.
He really is.
Wait, you guys, Ahmed, who are you a fan of?
He's a Giants fan.
I'm a fan of the Giants. I'm talking to the two Joes, not the one Joe that shoots fire and vitriol at my Giants, and then the other Joe that sits in the corner and cries when his team doesn't win. I'm talking to both of those.
I didn't cry. Did I cry when the Jets didn't win this year?
No, this year.
What happened after Buffalo? I didn't hear from you.
That's taking it in stride. Hey, after the Mets lost the World Series, I didn't watch sports for 3 weeks. I didn't talk about it with anybody. I didn't look at anybody. When I saw people with Royals hats on, I used to curse them in the street. You know,
I cursed them too.
That's not taking it in stride. That's the opposite of taking.
No,
it's
I love my Dominican people. But they were wearing royal hats just to wear royal hats. Yeah. They weren't royal fans.
Right. That happens with every team that wins a championship, though. Is that a surprise?
I know this dude that buys a new fitted of every team that wins the World Series.
See?
And it's like, why would you do that?
I still see, like, people with Miami Heat hats on, and I'm like, guys, like, I know you spent a lot on that hat.
$30.
Yeah, you don't give a shit about – my team.
I'll drop 80. I'll drop 80 on two hats. I don't care. I want my hats.
We already had this discussion. Yo, Med, how much is too much for a hat?
There's no such thing as too much for a hat.
He used to work at Gordon Brothers.
Oh, okay. Nah, I can't speak to another insider.
Even if I didn't work for them, like, I love hats, bro. And, like, you know, you get a good pair of shoes and a good hat, and you're usually killing it. You can have on a $5 outfit in between.
And I usually do, but my hat is everything.
Hat game.
Hat and a ring.
Hat,
ring, and kicks. You'd be sucking that dick.
Every party I've ever been to where I had on a dope hat, I always had a chick run up to me and try to take my hat away.
Exactly.
Like, hats is the shit.
And that's when you just got to give them a little backhand.
What?
Wait a
minute. Absolutely not. Fuck you.
Happy Easter.
Not even in jest.
You go home, you give your mother a backhand.
I will backhand you, you fucking dick.
Uh-huh.
What is
Don't touch
wrong
my hat,
man, Chris
girl.
Bosh, and when is he coming back?
He's going to die. Chris Bosh is going to die. I love him.
I told you.
He will be
you.
Remembered fondly. He will be buried in a heat casket.
I told you.
Does he have, like, Crohn's disease? Like, what's going on?
He's dead. He's a dead man walking.
He's the Undertaker.
He is. Oh, shit. I'm going to see the fucking Undertaker tomorrow, baby. I'm going to Raw at Barclays, and he's going to fucking be there. Am I hyped?
Oh, my God.
Triple H is going to put the beat down on Roman
Fuck
Reigns.
Yeah. I hope he breaks his fucking eyeballs off.
I can't wait.
That dickhead.
Triple
he sucks.
Jacked.
Yeah,
like,
he's great.
Lifting like steel girders and shit.
He's dope.
Cement blocks on the end. He's wilding right now.
He's where it's at. No, but for real, I'm going to Monday Night Raw. You can talk about soccer in a little bit.
There's no soccer to talk about. It's on break.
Well, fuck you. Sucks for you. I'm going to talk about fucking wrestling with Ahmed, who wants to talk about fucking wrestling.
I like wrestling.
See,
wrestling's dope.
It's Mania season, bro. It's dope.
Yeah, he got to understand.
Every season is mania season for you.
Wrestling hasn't been in the garden in so long. So good.
Yeah, that actually they did the garden was on Friday. They had a special event. Tomorrow's Barclays.
Oh yeah. You're right.
But
I know. Bork was not ready.
The Beast Incarnate will be there, who I'm not a huge fan of, but Bork Lesnar, he'll be there. Yeah. Everybody's gonna fucking be there. KO Mania, good shit.
It's the week before the main. It's going down.
It's if you think about it like a television show, which is what it is. This is the season finale of Raw.
Basically.
So everyone's going to fucking be there. And then Mania is next Sunday. Anybody who wants to come over to my house, I'm roasting a whole pig. I'm having a barbecue. I have pot brownies and shit. It's going to be dope. Projecting it in my backyard. Ahmed, you're welcome to come by if you want to watch Mania in my place.
I would love that. I have to see what my schedule is looking like, but I like that. Ahmed, barbecue and Mania is good.
Let me bring up one more thing since I got you for a little bit more. Check this out. Did you see the Yoni Cespedes Inside the Park home run shit?
I did.
What happened? I didn't see what
the ball clearly went over this guy's head.
Yeah.
Didn't go over the wall. And then there's a little space in between the wall and the bottom of the wall and the ground where the ball could go under, but it's still visible to everyone and you.
Yeah.
If you just look at the ball.
Right.
And the ball clearly went underneath and got stuck.
Yeah.
And Yoni Cespedes is standing like with his foot over the ball, with his hands out, looking around. Terry Collins is yelling from the dugout, throw the fucking ball. The umpire runs out and is like pointing to the ball.
Like the ball's right there.
And Yoni Cespedes is just looking around Listen, this is funny on March 27th.
Yeah, it's not going to be funny.
Not going to be funny on October 10th.
I would not be laughing if this was happening Game 10.
Game 10.
Of the World Series.
Game 30.
Best of 14.
Yeah.
We're not paying this dude for his fielding prowess because he has none. He has a gun, a rocket, but that's it.
And
he
the reason.
To find the ball.
And the reason.
He's an athletic outfielder, though. I've seen him fucking run and work. He's good.
He's a horse when he runs. He's like a giant horse that can kill
gallop.
You. Yeah, essentially. But my thing is, right? I don't care that he did this because it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Because the guy's hitting .446 in the spring.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, you can.
Yeah, you think he's pissed? Like
you can.
What's he hitting right now? .416.
.446.
He's crushing it.
.446.
He's crushing it right now.
Guy's got 5 home runs and like 16 RBIs in the spring already. He's destroying.
What's wrong with
Neil Walker?
What's wrong with Neil Walker? He's just getting used to it. That's all.
Okay.
Everything's fine.
Like, hey, listen, the spring doesn't mean anything. I mean, Cespedes could hit .210 this year. It could happen. I mean, it's not. I don't think it's gonna. I think he'll hit .260, .270. And hey, every Met fan that's telling me this guy's gonna be like what he was when he came to the Mets, cool, calm down.
Yeah.
All right. He's not gonna hit 45 home runs.
Maybe
not. No.
All right.
At the most, he'll hit 30.
At the most. I'm gonna say,
which is a lot of home runs.
Which is a lot. Yeah. I don't. I mean, less.
I'll give him 280, 290.
Oh, I won't. I'm not gonna go that high. I'll give him.
Because I think Kevin Long is working with him on doing some things, like working the opposite field and stuff like that. He's not just going to be pull crazy. So I think
I'm going to give him 265 with 27 home runs and like 98 RBI. That's what I'm going to give him.
No. You're wrong on the last two. He's going to have more RBIs than that.
You think he's going to have more RBIs? I don't think so. But
you know why? Because guys are going to be on base, OD. Like, I got a feeling.
The breakout of this year is going to be Conforto, man. I think Conforto is going to hit 20, 25 bombs, hit 300. I think he's going to be nasty. And I think
Conforto
is going to be.
Conforto is our new captain.
Yes. I think
he doesn't know it yet.
Speaking of the captain, I think this is the last year of David Wright as a Met.
Oh, wow. Really?
I think so.
He's only going to play like 60 games.
Yeah. This injury is not. It's just too much. It's going to force him to retire at 33, 34. And if we can trade him, I would say get what you can for him in the middle of the year. But I don't even think you can be able to trade the guy.
Did you know it takes David Wright like almost 5 days to get ready for one game?
I know.
What?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, man. He's got to get rubbed down and stretches.
This is what ended Lenny Dykstra's career at 32.
Who's that?
He was a Met.
Yeah, Mattingly too.
Yeah. I mean, it sucks. It sucks, but.
What's up with Matt Harvey?
He's going to start opening day. And I'm the only person that disagrees with this decision. I don't want him to start opening day. I wanted Syndergaard. Oh my God. Imagine if you had two of the, that guy, those two guys mixed
and
together.
Guarded.
No, I wanted either Syndergaard or DeGrom to start, but DeGrom is going to take that most of that week off because his wife's supposed to have a baby that week.
Aww.
No.
That's sweet.
No. I did this to Daniel Murphy a couple of years ago, too. All right? You could have all the kids you want in life.
Well, now he's in.
You could have all the kids you want in life. How many opening days
not
you going to have?
Baseball season.
How many opening days you going to have in your life?
You're probably going to have more opening days than you're going to have
kids.
What
if you have a career-ending injury?
But you're going to have more opening days than you have kids.
Well, if you have more kids than opening days, you got a real problem. but if you don't value what you do, you are 0.5% of the population that gets to do what every kid dreamed about doing as a child.
Right.
Okay? You do it. Your wife will be fine. Your wife will be fine. Play baseball. You paid to play baseball. I don't care about you.
I disagree, Joe.
God forbid if Linda was pregnant, right? God forbid if Linda was pregnant.
Right. And you became
a
professional
wife.
And my
niece's wife is a gangster. She went in there and had the baby by herself.
Yeah.
She was like, I'm good.
And
that's how you do it.
If I were a professional baseball player, I'm not saying if I were a professional baseball player and Linda was my wife and she got pregnant, Linda would say to me, play opening day.
Go play.
Like in Rocky II, where she goes, win.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Where Adrian
still
comes out of the coma?
Yeah.
Matt, do you know
what
I'm talking about?
She was in a
coma? You like Rocky II?
What happened? I didn't hear.
Yo, Matt, do you like Rocky II?
No.
Yeah.
You don't like Rocky II?
No.
You just got hung up on.
So.
I'm mad you just got hung up on.
In Rocky II, Adrian slips into a coma when she's giving birth to Rocky Jr.
Who eventually becomes Tommy Morrison, who dies of AIDS, right?
No.
But he did die of AIDS.
Did he die?
He's dead.
Really?
Of AIDS.
Really?
Dead.
Is he actually dead?
AIDS.
I know that much. Is he dead?
Dead.
Are you serious?
AIDS.
I think you're lying.
Dead.
AIDS.
No, he died of AIDS just recently. Easter. This guy just died of AIDS. Ruben's under the table. It happens, right? A lot of people die of AIDS.
Funny.
It's not funny that he died of AIDS, but
that
was funny.
The way that you said it is funny.
It's funny.
People dying of AIDS is sad.
We're going to do a little in memoriam right now. Rest in peace to Gary Shandling.
Yeah, man.
That was a bummer. And rest in peace to the 5 foot assassin, Five Dog.
Five. That's, man.
And rest in peace to Johan Cruyff, who was one of the best strikers to ever play soccer. Put Barcelona on the map in the 70s. Put Netherlands on the map in the 70s. One of the best to ever do it. I urge soccer fans that don't know about this man. Before Messi, before Ronaldo, before Cristiano Ronaldo, before Ronaldinho, there was Johan Cruyff. And that man could fucking play.
How did he die?
Lung cancer. 68. Never smoked a day in his life.
Yeah. I just donated to my a friend of OCN, my girlfriend's mom has like a rare form of lung cancer. That specific non-smoker stuff.
Crazy.
Yeah, man.
It's a crazy world there.
So many ways to die.
But I don't even want to do this. I don't even want to say what I'm about to say because.
Oh, here we go.
No. I told you I killed Frank Sinatra Jr. because I talked about him that day.
It's true.
Okay. And then Bethany, the girl I work with, and I, we were talking about Gary Shandling on Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
Oh, was he on it?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to say
and
that.
The episode was called Everyone's Happy, Gary's Alive, Except for Gary.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I think that's fantastic.
I do too. And people won't see how fantastic that
is. I mean, you know.
But it's fantastic. And then this is also freaky. I play FIFA. Everybody knows I play the FIFA on the Xbox.
On the video games.
On the video games.
On your Nintendo.
I only have two games, FIFA and NBA. That's all I play.
Right.
So you scout your guys and all that. Never once ever have I scouted in Belgium the day of the terrorist attacks. I scouted in Belgium.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why.
Now, the Gary Shandling thing is less coincidental than that. Because that is that a new episode?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's less crazy. The Belgium thing is pretty wild.
Ah, I never did that before.
Well.
Wow.
Just, you know, don't talk about me.
No, I won't.
For a minute.
That's okay.
At least until I'm done pressing my record.
Yeah. Hey, which
is fucking finished.
He's finished the record.
I need to master it. It still needs to get mastered and sent off
what's
to
it,
get
What's it going to be called?
It's going to be called Your Eternal Reward.
There it is.
A bunch of dead people's Your Eternal Reward.
So it's...
We're going to play a song.
Yes.
Yeah. A two-minute track at the end of the show.
I saw Ruben this past weekend at Melt Festival with a couple of other good bands, Frog and Big Figment and Young Runner. Ruben, if you haven't seen Ruben play music, you probably should. It's an experience only very, very few get to see because, you know.
Nobody comes to my shows.
That's what I'm saying. My train of thought left the station without me on it. But he is one of the most talented people I know. And in terms of music, sonically, one of the most pleasing to the ear and the eye that I've... I mean, I can't compare him to anybody, but if I had to, it would probably be James Chance. He's like a little James Chance. Not little.
James Chance isn't tall.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
No, no, I know, but he's bigger than you.
He's fatter than me.
Well, he's 70.
I could beat up James Chance.
You're going to beat up...
a fight.
He died.
No, of AIDS. Of AIDS. No, I hope James Chance doesn't die of AIDS.
No, I don't either. I actually know somebody that plays guitar for James Chance. This guy named Thomas Doniker. He's on James Chance's new record, which actually wasn't that bad. It's very jazzy. More jazzy than James Chance has ever been.
Cool. I hope I'm never like that.
Which? Jazzy?
You want to be just not good.
What, James? James Chance is good.
Oh my God, no way. I went to go see him at
I'm not
I
talking about
early James Chance.
Wait a minute.
Is fantastic.
I'm not talking about James Chance now. I'm talking about James. His overall canon of work is fantastic.
I don't know about his overall canon. I'd say it's the stuff on No New York and then the Bye album by James Chance and the Contortions is where
I think
at.
James White and the Off Blacks is really good too. I like that stuff.
Nah.
It was like, it's like his Hendrix thing. He wanted to do like Axis Bold as Love type shit.
It's not good.
I disagree. I like James White and the Off Blacks.
Anyway, anybody who doesn't know who we're talking about a pretty important figure, I think, in New York music.
Yeah, James Chance.
James Chance.
He also played with Teenage Jesus and the Jerks for a long time.
And Within That World is also one of my favorite groups, which is DNA.
Yes.
Very challenging, important music.
Yeah, if you don't know DNA, and you probably won't like them.
Now I'm upset that we're playing my stuff at the end of this because I would just play a DNA tune.
Yeah.
But I'd feel like playing my own and I'm going to get
I understand that. But the idea of, you know, this show, a sports talk radio show for the most part, I think not a lot of people know who DNA are.
If they're listening to our show, they might.
They don't, Ruben.
Some of them might.
I would say you and I.
You got no bullshit.
Yeah.
No. Yes. No. Alex Mraz.
He doesn't know who DNA is.
Really?
No.
Hey, man, you'd probably like that stuff if you're listening.
I don't think you would. I really don't think you would.
I mean, I don't know him well. I just think people with good taste should listen to it.
It's, yes, it's DNA fucking... is fantastic. Their first album is one of the best records I've listened to in my life.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
And the group Blonde Redhead that people have heard of, they're named after a DNA song.
Yes.
It's a song called Blonde Redhead.
And Blonde Redhead had two good records. Two good records.
Misery's a Butterfly and.
The Lemons.
Lemon one.
Yeah. That was a good record.
Yeah. I like some of that stuff.
Yeah. And
doesn't sound like DNA.
No. DNA, it's very hard. If I could describe what DNA is like running backwards through knives.
No.
Yeah, it is.
No.
To me, it is.
I think it's like intelligent caveman music.
Okay, that's good too. That's a good name for a record, intelligent caveman music.
Yeah.
But I agree with that sentiment. Something I want to say before we leave today is I for one, I'm going to boycott the New York Jets if they do make Mike Glennon their starting quarterback. I will not watch Mike Glennon play football.
For your team?
For my team. I heard the two guys, McCagnan and Bowles, both say, apparently, through a report that they don't believe Geno Smith is a starting quarterback in the NFL, and neither do I. That's fine. But if your choice is Mike Glennon or Geno Smith, you better hand that ball to Geno Smith.
Eesh.
You have to. And if you didn't believe in Bryce Petty, why the fuck you draft him? And if you're going to take Paxton Lynch in the first round with the 20th pick overall, just sell them. Sell the team. Sell the team. Get out of town. Go say hi to the wife.
Just beat it.
Get out, because you're going to lose that way. We need an offensive line. We need to get rid of DeBrickashaw Ferguson. You need to tell him what's going on, because the way they're treating DeBrickashaw Ferguson as well is shabby, and I don't like it. And DeBrickashaw Ferguson is going to be in the Jets' ring of honor, because DeBrickashaw Ferguson was maybe the best left guard I've ever seen in my entire life. I'm Joe Sonnenblick.
My name's Rubenson Acosta, but we still have a minute.
Oh.
That's what the one was
about.
We have 48 seconds.
Okay, now Ruben's
going to
talk.
So with that, I'm going to lead in – this is the last track that I finished. I recorded this song a long, long time ago initially, and I like the demo so much, so it was really hard to re-record. I literally finished the vocal on Friday. So I'm very excited about it. And this process has been over 2 years at this point. And I don't know if it'll sound like that, but I'm pretty excited about it. So without further ado, this is the wrong track. I don't have it. Boo.
Oh, one thing I'm going to say is.
No, I don't have the right track.
It's
never
okay.
Mind. Go ahead.
It's all right.
What
one thing one thing I was going to say is, if you die on Easter, this would have been the best thing you ever listened to. Once again, I'm Joe Sonnenblick.
Right. The downside is that I don't actually have the track. So what I'm going to do is play the rest of that Waka Flocka Flame song.
Why don't you just put DNA on like you said you were going
to? Because I'd have to find it now. Waka Flocka Flame, born a hood ass nigga. Riding real slow, but they corners, my nigga. Got a main bitch, got a mistress, a couple of girlfriends, I'm so rich. Keep my dick hard and keep me smoking. You get bills free, shouting, no joking. And what I stand for, bricks for. I'ma die for this shouter, man, I swear to God. In the trap with some killers and some hood niggas. Where you at? Where you trap? Play hood, nigga. Keep this shit 300, put that shit on my hood. Crips fucking with me, G in the vice lord. Essays in the middle, freestyle off the dome. Great squad, Waka Flocka Flame is fucking home. I go hard in the motherfucking paint, nigga. Leave you stankin', nigga, what the fuck you thinkin', nigga? I won't die for this shit or what the fuck I said. Front yard, broad day, with the S-K. See Gucci, that's my motherfucking nigga. I hang in the town with them hit squad killers. Waka Flocka Flame, born a hood ass nigga. Riding real slow, bending corners, my nigga. What's up, Quincy nigga? What's up, Paul nigga? Black out on that nigga, make your mama's mama with you. Hope you got your killers with you. Hope you got your niggas with you. Hope your goons riding with you. They gon' fucking miss you, nigga. Nigga, what a attitude like Easy Q. When my little brother